right, so I'll just leave you to your devices in here, and I'll come back in half an hour. Give me a break.
Me
Thank you.
Interaction or discussions while you were doing the annotation, we have stages of clarification or.
Yes, we did.
At the beginning, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did trainings, I think, and we compared.
Yeah,
we did two of those, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think we did two training sets, and then we had at least one meeting with you
where
we talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to decide on things.
Yes.
All the rest separately.
Yeah.
So, did you feel that it was some kind of some process of convergence, like we initiated quite different ideas about the phrase types and markations, and then eventually you came up with some kind of rules that you set up between the two of you?
Yes.
Or
actually, no. But okay. I thought we had basically the same ideas. I don't remember ever having strong arguments about what should be in what group, or it was just the rules about things that's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what counted as more. For the spectral features, it was more confusing what counted as a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long discussion about that, but I don't remember sort of arguing from different sides and converging, just sort of piecing out what would come up and agreeing what we'd do.
And we had a manual, which we haven't got to yet. Do you think get a copy? Would that be useful?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to leave the meeting once.
It's been a long time, yeah, since we've done this.
Can we get Ben to finish that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. So, do you reckon Ben has the file with this menu, or
we did send it.
He has had it. Yeah.
Let's go.
There's a cool little camera as well.
That's
exactly how we've been reading it.
We can have these things in our area. We don't have. Well, it's like telescopes, but that's different from those things.
They're hardly in our areas.
They have got a conference thing, haven't they? In the ATC.
Yeah, that's right, although it isn't used all the time these days, I think.
I had to fly to Germany to do a phone conference. I'm saying to you for the UCLA interview.
Gosh.
And they fly you to Germany and put you on a four-way teleconference with three people in Chile. And had they asked, we could have done it fine at ATC.
Right.
And
say,
you know, we get to go to Germany for the day.
Right.
It's a very strange interview for you to observe because you can't see
the body language
while you're giving your talk.
Yeah.
Because they just show, usually they have a camera on you and a camera on them.
Right.
But during the talk part, they have a camera on them. Because I can see that guy reading a newspaper halfway through my talk. And then they had a camera showing what my slides were.
Right.
And so you forget that they can see you at all.
Right.
And so when all of that was over, they were answering your questions and the view switched again, and I realized I was sitting there in the interview going.
And mine was even, it was different again. It was a four-way split screen with me and three other people. And it just stayed like that. And I had the talk on the laptop in front of me, and they had the talk on their laptops.
Right.
And I had to tell them when to press the button to turn the page.
And you can't say looking over here.
Yeah.
You can see towards the top left of the image.
Yeah.
And they're just, and luckily, Olivia had warned me it might be complicated. So I had something without knowing any.
Yeah.
Not that I was flying in things,
because
that would just maybe be difficult. But I practiced the talk, standing up in front of it and pointing to things.
Yeah.
And you're sitting down in front of it, and you can see yourself. But not only you see yourself, you see yourself bounce back 2 seconds later. Shall we dive in the interim?
Yes.
Continue in flux. Flux on its own wouldn't be a spectral feature. I think it should probably just be continuum. So it's continuum luminosity, probably, wouldn't it?
looking at who's top and bottom. Yeah, I'm happy enough with that. It's strong.
I actually haven't really thought about like marking or not marking who's top and who's bottom, but I think maybe that would make sense for you guys to know.
Ben said he left it out on purpose, which is reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm walking.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm top. So,
okay.
I'm walking top. Because I would fight for life being a spectral feature as well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably right. So,
I'll do one thing.
Okay, next.
So sorry, just for the convention, you're marking which annotation you think is the right one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if needed, I will have to put something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so here we're missing soft component on the bottom.
And I think I know. You're probably right, soft component is a...
If you get line, I get soft component.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Shouldn't do it probably, but...
Yeah.
Well, isn't it that if it's a region of the spectrum and you can point at it, then it is a... spectral feature, and that isn't.
You can point your soft component.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's a big bump bit and a soft bit.
Okay.
No, is a feature part of spectral feature? I think you're right there as well.
I'm not fussed about that.
It's not just absorption. But it's not just absorption. 0.5 kV, it's actually something in the absorption, you see. If it was a dip in absorption or a lack of absorption.
This is the thing you point to.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing you point to, and this is a physical mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd say. Two down. Excellent.
That's two.
That's definitely two. You're right.
Next one with the equivalent width. I think you're right there. We weren't going to mark the equivalent width, but we were going to mark the lines.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Alrighty. That one's a
full problem.
That's true. You get that.
And negative.
There's
a source.
Then what we're doing is negative. We weren't doing like H2 regions and stuff, right?
I
can't remember which one.
Should we see when manual comes?
Yeah.
Let's compare to that one.
Yes.
I can't remember what we're doing about that either.
We're doing descriptions that make things separate classes, in which case I'd argue for elliptical.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I've just gone mad with the underlining here.
Yes.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Breaking the parallel index, I think that's probably a. You can point to it.
Yeah, that's the thing, but you wouldn't know.
It's not a...
Yeah.
It's something you derived.
The parallel index is something you derive. A break in a spectrum is something you can point at. So
what's a break in a parallel index?
Right, that's a feature. And because in this spectrum does that, then does that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that thing there.
Yeah. That's kind of its way it breaks. So,
slight depression of the continuum near the line of limit.
If I did it again, I'd say slight depression of the continuum and possibly, you can see both the slight depression and the line of limit, but we're supposed to say descriptive words of the features. So.
Yeah, if it was absorption at H alpha, that would all be one. Or absorption at 5,000 nanometers would all be one anyway.
Yeah, but they would be the same,
they'd
both be the same spectral feature. Whereas here,
there's
two spectral features. There's a line and limit, which you can see, and then there's a slight depression near it.
Yeah, you're right. It's near rather than at. It's not.
Yeah.
The other sense got that.
And want to split that one into two.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
that take you?
Excellent.
Absorption.
That I didn't mark because it's the physical process of absorption.
Yes,
not the
as well.
The thing.
Would there be other cases where you wouldn't actually mark absorption?
Yeah, if it was there's an absorption feature or absorption,
mm-hmm.
you see the spectrum at this wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, for example, the quasar is absorbed, that just means the quasar is behind it, a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
So
yeah.
That's describing something physically rather than describing
mm-hmm.
the spectrum itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. There's no strips off the other 30.
I don't remember what we were going to do about things that weren't then. It's not something you can point to. You could point to it if it were there.
Yes, you could. I tend to miss out things for too long.
But if it had been there, then you would have
marked
it.
Yeah. Yes. You go back to the next five.
Is that the nebula?
Oh,
is it the
yes,
nebula?
Yes,
yeah.
You weren't matching it at page 2 meters because it was reaching, I think was the
yeah.
argument for that. Line again. Line
that's line
ratios. But I remember we were going to mark line ratios, but we were going to mark, because it's here where you've got equivalent width of each meter, or if it's a
but
ratio is difficult.
Line and line ratios is modifying ratios, isn't it? It's,
I guess.
It's not talking about specific lines. A line ratio is a thing.
Yeah, but you haven't actually listed it explicitly, and you're not going to include it.
Right.
Don't include
line ratios after abundances. So
is that the value or the word?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Don't
it, yeah. Yeah, I mean
you
wouldn't
derive the property.
You wouldn't include abundances or land strengths.
No.
Yeah. It shouldn't
you
be
wouldn't
there.
Include land. Okay.
I don't think. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're circling the one
line.
Peak.
Right. Damped line alpha absorbing. I think that's a spectral feature even though it's you wouldn't mark the source of it.
So can I just ask, now you just aligned, so you circled the word in the outline, which didn't?
Yes, because we don't want it underlined.
Right, so, oh, I see, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, see, again, that's these are source types. I mean, it's not a source type.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a...
But dampline and alpha absorbers are physical things, not spectral features.
But you also absorb them by you observe them by their spectral feature. What were we doing for things broad absorption line quasar, for example? We were marking the broad absorption line as well as broad absorption line quasar. So I think it should be the same as that. If it's defined by a spectral feature, we should mark it.
But you wouldn't be able to point to something in a spectrum and say that's a damped line and alpha absorber unless you.
You could point to damped line and alpha though. Because it says,
yeah,
yeah, spectral features then are referring to a type of source, e.g. violent or quasar.
But we wouldn't say absorbers were a type of source.
Not a specific type of source, but I think still the spectral feature counts even though it's
a modifier or something. Okay, I'm not certain about that, but I.
What do you think?
Well, when you look at this spectrum and spot that line now has been damped.
But
that is a spectral feature.
Jarvis, damp line alpha, Jarvis, you see them on a variety of places along the line of sight. So you have to know.
No, that's true.
How does it look? I don't know.
If you look at a quasar and you see a bunch of, if you got a bunch of clouds of gas in the way,
mm-hmm.
you can see these things. But you wouldn't be able to point at one of them and say, ah, that's a
them.
They're going to be different wedges.
But that doesn't mean that it's, you can still say that's Planet Planet Alpha and that's Planet Planet Alpha.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
You say all of that is Planet Planet Alpha.
But you get something in a way,
aren't you? Yeah. But isn't that, it's always made of something that's not.
Well, no, but you see them in all sorts of different redshifts. It's like the line in Alpha Forest,
sort of.
And I'm not certain I would mark that.
That's a
tricky
point.
One.
Certainly.
If it was some other spectral feature and then absorbs, would you mark it?
No, I wouldn't, because it's. They're physical things, not spectral features. You can't point at something on a spectrum and say that's definitely a damped Lyman alpha. And I guess it's because they're modifiers of this source type, and we wouldn't mark that source type.
But we include modifiers of source types, we would mark.
We wouldn't mark.
We're not marking absorbers. But if it was a damped Lyman alpha quasar, then we would mark quasar and we would mark damped Lyman alpha.
Right. Well,
absorption like so we would mark it.
Yeah.
So it's just, I guess, whether damp planet alpha is a spectral feature in itself. Which I would put
as a tricky one.
Say it was, but then I've never looked.
I guess it is.
Okay.
And that it is altering the spectrum, isn't it? I mean, it's changing in this spectrum.
It doesn't have to be something that's specific. You know, we can say a big blue gum or a soft, or a continuum, and then include those.
But we weren't going to include descriptions of spectral features that were based on fitting.
That's true. We have included power law, though.
Have
we? Well, can we include steep softening terms, sorry, and yeah, we included breaking the power law. What is it for Blake?
Steep soft component. Yeah, breaking power law is something I'm not certain of. Steep soft component is something you can point at in a spectrum, so.
There's still some degree of accuracy.
Yeah.
And then what's deep and what's shallow?
Again, say this is a physical process, not a spectral feature.
And absorption again. Were including feature within spectral feature.
Okay. What's wrong with Brownie Java?
I think I just missed it.
Rash.
I think it's not as if it's a. Although it's called itself maximum, it's still the line within it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
So looking to use an element rather than in this context, rather than the line, use the lines. I guess if Viola wasn't in there, then you'd have it sort of two lines out.
Yeah.
But with Viola, I think that is looking to derive from these two features.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Spectral features.
Yeah, that's true.
Lining up for forest clouds.
Oh no, we're back to it again.
Lining up for forest, you can point on the spectrum.
That's true, but lining up for forest clouds, your source types we have marking.
So we haven't, literally, got a rule for spectral features within or without those types of source.
Which we don't mark,
source.
Yeah. But
so
we
are we
just
marking
be
H2 and H2 regions, for example?
I don't think we are. That's not a spectral feature.
Yeah, it's not defined by a spectral feature,
yeah.
Though H2 region, whereas laminar for forest is defined by the definition of laminar for forest clouds is that they have laminar for forests.
But saying that isn't the same as saying we've seen that in a spectrum, whereas a broad line quasar, someone has looked at it and they've seen a broad line. But if you're discussing laminar for forest clouds, they could just be discussing the physical object, which we aren't marking.
Why aren't you marking them?
Because they weren't. I don't know.
I don't think we're
marking anything blobby. I didn't
confuse emissions or.
It wouldn't count as a source type.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, really.
Yeah.
I remembered not marking nebula or clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah, this is, this responds speaking to that. It's a particular species of cloud, not just a general cloud. So,
mm-hmm.
Isn't that different?
It's a modifier of the clouds, but it looks like we're including the.
Yeah.
I don't
think
we
can decide whether we can't include. If we're about saying maybe we should be including nebula in clouds.
Perhaps we should have done.
But we haven't
got
the
whole
thing.
Whole thing. So
okay.
I think maybe we need to put.
I
we don't include
yeah.
diffuse emission. But then we still have to decide if we don't label the source, what do we do about spectral features that define that source? If we have, for example, broad absorption line object, we mark that. We mark broad absorption line in that.
That's because we've to know it's a broad absorption line object, we have seen it.
But just to know this is a line of forest cloud, we've seen line of forest.
But it's in the spectrum of another object, though. It isn't the spectrum of the.
But it's still a spectral feature,
cloud.
Even if it's not. It might be a spectral feature,
yeah.
Not in the cloud, but it's a spectral feature in the quasar.
That is true.
Yeah.
And you could point at it, that's true, and say
yeah.
That is.
Let's keep them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Lemon apple forest again.
Yeah.
And that definitely is a spectral feature on its own, because it's a forest clouds.
Yeah.
Helium 2 optical depth. I think that's a
yeah, that's derived.
Oh, we marked the same line.
Excellent.
What have we done differently?
You've got line brightness temperatures.
We're going to have a lot of these.
Yeah, we are.
And we weren't using line. What were we doing before? Line ratio.
Yeah, I don't think line brightness temperature counts. Because it's not talking about a specific line.
It's talking about lines.
Yeah.
Okay. Line feature.
Sorry, can we just go back to one page? Did you resolve the large different segmentations? Like, the main problem was.
There's only one difference here.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a problem of like one having undermined the entire.
Oh,
sorry.
No,
no,
no, yeah,
okay,
no, okay,
sorry.
Data.
That's a modifier of data.
Okay. But if you said.
I mean, that's
said
a spectral type of data.
The continuous.
I really don't think that counts.
But if it said something on another spectrum, you'd mark something on an alpha. If it was in a spectrum, and
I
a bit later,
you
would have a spectrum.
I think just because it's got a spectral feature in the phrase, you wouldn't, for example, when you're saying silicon 2 levels, we didn't mark silicon 2. That's got nothing to do with the spectrum.
But if it's saying silicon 2 line,
but what this actually means is we've made some measurements based on damped line and alpha measurements, and they tell us this answer, and this answer is
in
the
case of
that
right
answer.
In the case of it being data.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
I'm not sure. I think I would mark it. It is a region of the spectrum. They are actually using a region of the spectrum as the data.
If it's an emission line.
But if you both want not to mark it, then fine, don't mark it.
Mm-hmm. If it's an emission line data, you put it in.
I wouldn't, but
if
because
it's
a modifier,
but if it's just an emission line, we would. The emission line is strong. The emission line data shows strong. Then I think it's the same actually. I think it's data isn't even needed. It's inconsistent with the damped line alpha. Or a damped line alpha feature. You put feature there rather than data, then you mark it.
Oh, feature, absolutely.
I think
but
data is equivalent.
So from the perspective of the named entity recognition task, so I think there was also this one guideline saying, for example, something sitting under a negation, right, that there was no damped L, Y, alpha something, then I think the convention was that you still would mark that, right? So
yeah.
It's more like it's sort of like a quite literal task, so it's really like finding these kind of these types of strings rather than really referring to the underlying physical reality, which I mean,
mm-hmm.
sort of like if you were to resolve these kind of cases in order to put them in, say, the databases, so then you'd probably be right in this case, right? But given that the kind of thing is that this entity recognition task is much more literal thing, like really just finding these kind of strings.
Right.
I think
yeah.
in this case, I would say this is probably an entity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we can argue about the
yeah.
Not likely at that.
Right.
Damped line alpha systems.
Take it again, but systems
should be
yeah.
It should be
yeah.
Damped line alpha in red, whatever that is, spectral feature. And that shouldn't be there at all.
Okay.
Damped line alpha twice.
Okay.
Is that clear enough?
Source type.
That's
the rule about this.
We were including modifiers, including borderline quasars, non-borderline quasars as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it should probably, because flat spectrum radio quasars are very different from
that's true.
Skew spectrum.
That is true.
Just sitting there half an hour.
Yes.
Continuous.
Speed up.
Monthly sub-analyze and continue. New life.
See, that's talking about the flux of ionizing photons rather than the continuum of that spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That one.
Heavy element absorption rates, I think, should be there.
I'm happy enough with that.
But what else is different?
Blue shifted. That's okay with me. Okay. Yeah, can
you can have that as well. You like stuff on the galaxies are distinct.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all.
Probably because you're doing 7,000 pieces.
Yeah, it could be that I was a bit sleepy. ions?
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference between a line from an ion or something else.
No.
Well, you know where they are in the... Well, I guess, yeah.
If it was lined to
yeah.
H2.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Alright. Blue wing flux. What are we going to do about flux?
The feature itself is blue wing flux, or if it's a blue wing feature, the smart feature.
Yes, it's the amount of stuff in the blue wing.
Yeah.
Line peak. I think that should be marked. Even though it's talking about increasing line peak, it's also talking about increasing excess blue wing.
You can point to it, but can you point to a line peak velocity shift?
No,
yeah,
you can't.
You can.
You can't also point to increasing blue wing.
Well, you can point to blue wing flux because you have your line, and there's the blue wing flux. But if the line peak is increasingly shifted,
yeah, I mean, that's the feature.
Okay. There's a system issue again, so we should be consistent. I'll keep it,
right? It's a way of saying the donkey's in profit. Which, if you just said that, it's going to be some absorption. If it was hydrogen absorption, it'd mark the whole thing. Because hydrogen lining would just say it should mark it. Or H is absorption. It's a mark step for feature, isn't it?
It's a process,
isn't
it?
But so is H absorption. The emission is a process from each heater, but it's still, this is a process from neutral hydrogen. I guess what I'm thinking of neutral hydrogen should be in there, and the fact that we're going to do something to feed it, it's just a pain.
Well, I wouldn't have any of it, I think. I think all of that is just for this description of process. Isn't it?
I think I might agree with. Because this definition should be marked. Because that is a process now.
Yeah.
And if that shouldn't be marked, then that shouldn't be marked.
I think it's a modifier of the same sort of what we should be there.
Oh, okay.
As if we didn't weaken the
strong
absorption of the gas, did you? Let's talk about the line, isn't it? So it should be. Yeah, let's talk about that. And she's straight from it. It's not the abundance of it or any derived property, it's just the strength of the lines.
You don't know it. Actually, it's abundance really in the line. I'm not sure, but.
I guess that it is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Let's make a decision.
Thanks. that shouldn't be in neither should either of those.
Yes, that's true. I think we should then.
Yes,
we will put narrow line strength. It is left, I think, two line strength, we definitely put it in.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's what it's referring to, even though it's not. It's not saying.
Well, but it. This is an elemental abundance that you estimate after using a number of lines. It isn't just one discrete line inspection, is it?
I think it's
not
lines.
Well, I think
it's an abundance. It's an element, I guess, but it's.
Two is an ionic species and it'll have a number of lines in the spectrum, and you estimate. The abundance of the species that use your lines.
But it says strength line abundance. I think that's still looking at the amount of flux coming out of all the FQ lines rather than.
With marked things, have we marked things like. Yeah, I don't know if we've marked things like still come along throughout.
In general, we haven't, unless it's specifically saying it's a line.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, does this specifically affect a line? Maybe it's not clear enough to it's not
marked. Yeah, if we don't mark it, though, we definitely should mark these two, shouldn't we?
Well, if that's live, narrow live, it's a FEG line strength, then we would mark it. Because you're talking about the line of it rather than the element.
Do you agree with that?
I think so.
If that's
yeah.
true, then they're leaving out the word line. I don't think it should mean that it shouldn't be marked.
The word line should be in there. Or
we know what they mean, right?
Yeah. I think they mean. I think we need the line strength rather than the FEQ abundance.
Okay,
yeah,
well, then
that's
then
what the full view next.
Yes, bloated star.
Oh, is that what that means? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Take out mine. Tens. That's just for the one. Yes, that's one I wasn't sure about because it would be fun for it.
Yeah.
If,
yeah.
If it was you, Lex, you put it in.
This shouldn't be.
I don't know.
Does those count as modifiers? Active, we definitely include active.
Yes. I guess the problem is G2, what does that mean?
Does that not mean a broadband detection? And does that count?
Sorry.
H alpha detection.
Yeah, you're supposed to take from the line, even if you're taking it from broadband.
Don't do that. I'm right, look. Don't include modifiers of regions or systems, e.g.
broadband region.
You are right. Systems. That's why I wasn't doing it.
And narrow line regimen. Okay, we've got to
change
that.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Second here. We have got energy marked here.
Yeah, but modifiers of
modifier
systems is the.
To be able to see one.
Yeah, we can always change this if we think we're right, rather than going back through.
So damp line alpha absorbers shouldn't be in there.
based on this, but we could change this rule rather than changing all those things.
But then
well, what's the appropriate thing to do at this point?
Rules half the time, just we don't use other times.
Just about changing rules, I mean, in a sense, you also want to make sure that the annotation, that they, the agreements that we arrive on today, that they're consistent with what we did before.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So, I mean, this really only displays those cases where you disagree.
Right.
But if you sort of like change
right.
the rule now
yeah.
on the fly,
yeah.
then that
yeah.
might
yeah.
be, then that might create inconsistency.
You might have followed
yes, yeah, so I'm sure
right.
I follow the rule sometimes and just forgotten. So,
yes,
right. thinking about. Here, yeah. But Lyman Alphaforest should be in here because it's not talking about if I'm modified.
Yeah, that's fine.
Don't find maps.
Oh, about the data, like an alpha data.
Data, where should keep it?
Okay.
We can say the future.
I still don't
think
that's the
same spectrum, because the data is a spectrum.
Yeah, I still don't like it, but.
If I was your book, I don't have passion
for it. I wouldn't, I think, now.
Okay. And this one comes out as well.
Yep.
Okay, so we want.
So what were we looking at this page for anyway? It was for something
HL
else.
HL detection.
Detection. Broadband detections isn't there in the field.
But I would just,
if
HL broadband is aligned.
Oh, so it would be a narrowband detection,
yeah.
Narrowband imaging detection. All right, good.
Thanks.
HL for emitters, but not a distinct class of source, I guess.
No,
yeah.
Just out of curiosity, this narrow broadband that refers to the type of spectrum that you have, like on the type of filter, or is
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're picking out a spectral feature, even with a broadband, well, no, it's still a spectral feature. You're picking out a line.
Yeah.
Well, however you pick it out.
This is another systems thing.
Yeah. Absorption profiles. I think the whole thing should actually be marked. You can expand it.
Okay.
How far
yeah.
should we go?
Yeah.
Absorption profiles.
Yeah, absorption profiles are good.
Lyman alpha forest line blanketing or Lyman alpha forest line?
Yeah, take out the blanketing.
Into the system.
Yep.
VLBI
is a
network.
It's
what
a
is it?
VLBI is interfront, it's technique.
Yeah.
It's not a
yes.
Yeah.
Network is interfront.
Yeah.
It's called something else, isn't it?
It may not be an array.
Yeah, it's probably
yeah.
an
yeah.
array.
If you had an A on the end, it would be the net.
This is
well,
VLDI network image. So do they mean the VLDI?
There's a rule of. This is an instrument to have it all, isn't it?
European VLDI net. Is it it's an instrument, not a research group?
Yes,
I
it takes an image.
Yeah,
but then music we could take in. Okay, nice. Well, how much modifier has we put in?
It's only supposed to be proper names. But I don't.
Which it is.
Yeah, is that. So this whole thing is an instrument.
From 1.6?
That's
or
what
from
I think.
European.
I think it's.
Well, this is the other way.
Starting with. Europe.
Oh, I see, yeah. So is this like, it's a subset of the VLDI?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just in Europe. But it's actually Merlin and all the international analogues in Europe all hooked up into one instrument, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is a source name, right?
That's just broadband, isn't it? Broadband emission.
Yeah, that's just.
That really loud objects. Anything in an object we can.
Yeah.
Now we both might have done those years,
yeah. Yeah, but we shouldn't have done. Not source name.
And there it's different because you're talking about the ionized continuum.
Yeah, that means
which is
that's a
process.
It's a processor, it's the type of photons, it's not continuum. We only agreed that so far we've only agreed that we can't include spectral features modifying nebula, but I don't see
well,
yet
yeah,
for it's written down that
you
can't
we did
nebula.
Mark nebula.
Yes.
It was things that weren't distinct, like
yeah, but
yeah.
See, there's
yeah.
many different kinds of nebula. I think is why I wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difficult one.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Did you? I thought it was a process, and it wasn't included.
Was it?
You did just have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that, was it? No,
it
was not.
Lyman first. Lyman.
Blank.
Yeah,
we can blank
for
now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes,
yes.
Red and blue components. I think you might know as well.
Yeah.
You could say.
Yeah.
In the same way that you can point to
the soft x-rays or the hard x-rays, you can point to
the red and the... Well, I would argue about that because I think that I think you only extract that after you actually modulus the spectrum, don't you?
The soft x-rays you can definitely point to in an x-ray thing. You know if there's one there or not. You say that's that. So
yeah.
You're saying you wouldn't know the soft unless you...
yeah. So we're talking about the continuum, if you have a delicate spectrum, you can say there's the blue component, there's the red component.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean, like, it comes from adding two different things together.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking then.
I can see that, yeah.
And then it's actually really
interesting.
It models
the spectrum,
not just looking at the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd give that for red and blue components, but I wouldn't probably give that for soft components. Because a soft excess is that's an x-ray thing, like a break, you say.
It's a red or blue
yeah.
excess rather than a red or blue component.
Yeah, but a component is means there's no
yeah.
reflection in the model.
Yeah, I take out red and blue.
Which means maybe we should take out soft. But
well,
it's such a basic sort of, you look at a spectrum and you say, that's a soft excess, it's a soft.
The excess is,
yeah.
But
if you modelled it with two parts, one
yeah.
component
yeah.
is
yeah.
on top of the spectrum.
That's
other than
how
will you feel sad?
I don't have a digital sense.
I didn't include it. Although it does apply to the transcript.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did we have a soft component earlier?
Yes.
So we
should
kill it.
Yeah.
Anyone remember when?
I think actually pretty early on, I thought.
There it is.
Okay. With flux as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with
and
that.
Then, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the radio axes. Now, what did we say about acronyms where part of it was useful?
Did we make a decision about isobaric acids? I think they are discussed as a separate source, right?
Isobaric acids?
Only just interesting because then they are.
It
applies
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you should mark high shift in that.
Yeah.
No.
The algebra. But yeah.
Nice.
What do we say about acronyms where?
Where part of it's useful. I think you're supposed to mark the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're right. Subclassification of Seifert? No, because study of Seifert 1.8.
Well,
yes.
People do, though, don't they?
It's
stupid.
I think people be
are.
Alright,
yeah.
Yeah. It's just as much. You should add a feature of them include.
Yes.
Galaxy formation
doesn't
count.
Yes.
And
this
is one
that counts.
where it should be this one, but
In
what if they don't, if they just double the underlined? Has it just plotted the top colour?
Oh, wasn't it actually possible to double the underlined?
Yes.
I don't know which one it would display then.
Okay, because what we want right here, let's just mark what we want, not that, but with also the underline.
I actually didn't know that was possible to have this. So you can all just kind of embed it in the annotations, right? Okay.
Because quite often an object class is defined by a special feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like word line radio classes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Border lines.
Yeah, I don't think that should come in.
Colour for a few things.
Oh, sorry,
yeah.
So you can have the alter in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Then the platform.
Is this just a colour issue?
Is it? Where is it? Oh, right. Pure so is not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ISM. Diffuse. So it probably shouldn't be in there.
The ISM isn't a source type, is it?
No.
I
don't think so. What were you doing about again? I've forgotten.
We're now including Nebula, aren't we?
Okay.
Okay.
I think you're right again. That's just the place.
Yeah. We aren't doing this in line objects.
I'm not doing this in line. I'm going to modify the object. Tell
oh, no, I'm not either. You're right.
The question is. I mean, mission line objects are separate class of source, I think they are.
No.
But and you're arguing not to have anything with objects in it.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
So, I guess.
Yeah, anything with objects.
And see if the galaxy should be one.
Yeah.
Yes! You got 70.
Excellent.
That's pretty good. That's only third.
Yeah.
You went through 70.
And you're
really out as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great. How was it?